Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 922. We're talking with members of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, Chuck and Melody Sexton, Christine Benny, and Janet Nichols joining us here this morning. You know, last time I spoke to you guys was right before the parade. We actually spoke in November. Might have been October. I don't remember. I got COVID right after that, and I had to quarantine. But I actually had to miss the parade, darn it. But I did watch it on Facebook Live, which was great. But
there you go.
That was so cool.
We did it for you, babe.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, did you guys have any special challenges that you had to overcome due to COVID?
I can take the – well, Christine, you want to take the breakfast at the American Legion?
Oh, yeah. We started the morning at 7 a.m., bright and early. Well, actually, I went a little bit early and picked up some biscuits and gravy and bring them to you all at the station. But 7 a.m. started the breakfast at the American Legion, and lots of biscuits and gravy. They were you were able to go through and pick up your breakfast to go, which was a great option. There were some people that did sit inside. There was the numbers were watched, making sure there weren't too many people in there, and had a lot of people show up to get their breakfast to go. It was delicious as usual, and the Knights do a really great job. So
I'll tell you what, Chris, we couldn't have done it without the help. The great help of the Knights of Columbus all the food.
It was the Monsignor Lucky Assembly of Knights of Columbus.
Which is really cool.
And they do it every year.
And, you know, Briggs throwing in the money to make it happen was even cooler. And, you know, big thank yous to those guys. But we couldn't have done it without the Knights and without the guys from Briggs that were kind enough to help donate that. But it went off without a hitch. We served a lot of meals, you know, granted that they were takeaways. But
it was real busy when I was there filming for Facebook. Was it that way pretty much all the way through, Christine?
Yeah, it was a steady flow. Actually, they said that this year they served almost as many as they have done in the past. So that was really good that they were able to serve as many. The veterans were able to get their biscuits and gravy for free. And there was a $5 fee for everyone else. And but as usual, like I said, the biscuits and gravy were delicious. They were always delicious.
Oh yeah. And I think that was, I think the whole event on November 11th was a breath of fresh air for this community. I really do. I felt that people were very careful, but they were so eager to come out and do something normal. Whether they were watching the parade or having breakfast at the American Legion, it was just terrific. We also had our
historic displays. Which were historic.
They were historic history displays. And that was the only change we had to do with that. Usually we put that in the Riley County Senior Center. And we, of course, weren't unable to do that this year. But Larry Morgan and Mike Cardello have done this every year for us. They've got it down to an art. And they had a wonderful display at the Manhattan Town Center Mall. Just absolutely beautiful. And then they got display posters in the windows on the storefronts and points. They even got some new stores this year.
Well, that was cool. You know, that the people that they've had a challenging year there as merchants on all across the country, but primarily focusing on the folks that were on points. Mm-hmm. And they willingly gave up their store window in a slower sales year to honor our veterans. And those displays that Larry and Mike set up were fantastic as always.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was great.
But you know, as far as, you know, differences and changes, probably the biggest one, and it was kind of neat that you let us into this, but Brandon, is the fact that we were able to televise the parade and the ceremony to the folks that maybe couldn't make it out or maybe had a problem getting out back into the community or were our most vulnerable populations, the folks that were in retirement homes or folks that were just a little bit wary of going out in public. And a big thank you goes out to the guys from Ultra Ice and Randy O'Boyle who funded that and allowed that to happen for that community of older, primarily older veterans. but for those that were sick at the time. So I think that was really, really cool.
Or people that just didn't feel comfortable coming out. Yeah. You know, that that actually was so popular that we're going to probably
try to do it again.
Look at doing that again. I just thought it came out terrifically. We were able to get Dave Lewis to film the ceremony for us. And then we had the parade was filmed as well. And it was on Cox Cable Channel 3, I believe it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As well as streaming online. It's on our Facebook now, if you'd like to take a look at it. And then we always have Jerry Hutchison from Angel 95. He was our MC. And he also, at the parade itself. And he was able not only to broadcast that, but also he filmed it. We were filming the parade as well. So we just had a great community come together and make that.
To make sure as many people could see it as possible.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and what we learned, like Chuck said, that we got feedback from some of the senior living centers, and they're all hunkered down and isolated. And they were emailing us and calling and saying how much they appreciated being able to sit and watch it
either in
groups, or one of them went back to his room to watch the ceremony, which was broadcast.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Wow, that's we
did.
Great.
Did somebody want to talk about the changes to the ceremony besides me?
Do we got time?
Yeah, you got plenty of time. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. I can chat about it because I love to talk, as we know, in the Queen's voice. streaming the crown, folks. I recommend it. It will change your life and your accent. Okay, so Jed Dunham is the MC for our indoor ceremony that happens after the parade. And this year it was different because we weren't able to have anybody attend. We didn't have people in the stand, so that's why it was such a blessing to have it broadcast. We did have the parade, the poster and essay contest. Lori Bishop always organizes that for us. But we normally have the children in singing, and we see all the art. And this year we weren't able to do any of that, but we were able to have the two essay winners in.
Gave a great speech about...
from the Fort Riley Museum.
Yeah. Dr. Bob from the Fort Riley, Dr. Robert Smith, mm-hmm. gave a great speech about what Korea actually meant and what it continues to mean, those veterans, their sacrifices, and what they did and the lasting impact they've made upon the world. So it went off without a hitch. I only wish we had more people, but once again, the greatness of the community mm-hmm. rings out. You know, you've got the guys and gals from the Historical Society and the museum here, Alana
yes.
and Cheryl made things come together to work. We had guys and gals from the VA come and help set up. We even had an elected official come and help us set up the auditorium. So that is so yeah. cool when you have a community that's willing to come together to do that. And that, Should I say his name?
Of course, say his name.
Tom Phillips. A shout out to Tom Phillips for doing that, for coming out and helping us set up.
Our new member.
Yeah, our newest member.
Good.
Greatest speaker.
Yeah. Well, he's no longer a politician after next week.
So now he's free and clear to do whatever we need him to do.
good old Tom. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with Flint Hills Veterans Coalition in a moment. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.